The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And bipartisan representatives of the committee have come to the tentative agreement. Other terms of the public hearing will be negotiated Sunday. The tentative accord could close days of brinkmanship over whether Ford would testify.
She alleges Kavanaugh assaulted her at a party when they were teens almost 40 years ago. Now an appeals court judge, Kavanaugh denies the allegations and says he wants to testify as soon as possible to clear his name. That'll apparently now be Thursday. And Britain's Labour Party opening its annual conference today will consider whether to back another Brexit vote. This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt believes we have a case of mistaken identity.
I don't think anybody wants to demonize her. I really don't. I think she has a mistaken recollection about who attacked her. That's what I think we're going to get. It's not he said, she said. It's what she remembers and what he remembers. And we don't have a date or a place. He might be on vacation somewhere, right? We can't prove that because she can't remember a date or a place.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5, right before Mike Gallagher at 8, on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Good afternoon. Just after 1 p.m. here at The Patriot, always right. We are the Twin Cities home for intelligent radio. And up next, it's The Closer. Brad Carlson with the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Plenty to be said after a busy news week, and Brad's going to say it all. Be sure to tune in every single week to the NARN. That's the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Mitch Berg is Saturday at 1 on The Patriot. Brad is Sunday at 1 on The Patriot. And King Banyan is Saturday mornings 9 to 11 over on Business 1440. A beautiful day with sunshine and low 70s.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is The Closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into the broadcast. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, hey, feel free to do so. That is hashtag NARNshow, hashtag N-A-R-N-show, hashtag NARNshow for any comments or questions regarding today's show content. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And doesn't sound like the Vikings game is going too well early on. Against a putrid Buffalo Bills team. So if you want to turn off the TV and turn on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, hey, welcome. Good to have you with us. We appreciate it. Hopefully the Vikings can come out of this tailspin, but we shall see. But a lot to get to on the broadcast today, that is for sure. I don't know what more I can add about the saga involving U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Of course, in the event you aren't aware, and there may be some who aren't as intimately familiar with the details. I don't assume everybody has been following this as closely. But Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual assault in the early 1980s, I think 1982 time frame, 83 time frame, something like that, when he was 17 years old. A young woman who has now been identified, who has now come forward as Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, has said that Brett Kavanaugh attempted to, apparently while she was under inducement of alcohol, Brett Kavanaugh at a party at their in Bethesda, Maryland, where they both were attending Georgetown Preparatory School, apparently forced himself upon her. And again, this was back in, I believe, I want to get the year right if I have it. I believe it was 1982, right around that time frame. Brett Kavanaugh was 17 years old back then, so you do the math. 1982, we're going with that. And this was initially brought forth as, you know, well, there's as kind of a confidential, you know, an anonymous allegation. And then apparently Dr. Ford, who is a Stanford professor, it was ascertained that she was the person in question, the anonymous person in question, and many media outlets were trying to get a hold of her and get a comment on the record. And so as a result, she ended up coming forward, and now there has been constant back and forth over how to handle this. Now, there are just so many layers to this story, and I have a feeling we're going to take probably the entire first hour to dig into a lot of these different layers, and I'd like to hear from you folks in all sincerity. I could talk for this for a couple of hours, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to at least address it for the first hour, but I want to hear from you folks, 651-289-4488. You know, what's the best way to proceed? I mean, should this be dismissed as, well, you know, he was a 17-year-old dunderhead high school kid. We've all done a lot of dumb things as high school kids. I don't know that this should have any impact on his judicial record. I mean, just look at his judicial record. And I'm not willing to go that far. I'm thinking if you did something this egregious as a 17-year-old, this isn't something you just sweep under the rug. All right? Now, does that mean that someone should be beyond redemption? They should be irredeemable because of the stupid act? No, of course not. But that particular ship has sailed because Brett Kavanaugh has vehemently denied these allegations. So if somehow, some way, it is ever proven that Brett Kavanaugh committed this act, okay, well then he's disqualified. Not so much because of the act, but because he just flat out lied about it. This allegation was brought forth, and Brett Kavanaugh said, "Ooh boy, yeah, that was so long ago, 35 plus years ago. I was a dumb idiot, 17-year-old, had too much to drink one night. I acted inappropriately. Ooh, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Okay, but I didn't. But to be fair, the question was never broached to me. Had it been broached during the confirmation hearings, I'd give you the answer I'm giving now." And then it would be up for the senators to decide once, you know, his nomination, if it even got through the normal parliamentary procedures, and then finally ultimately getting to an up and down vote, it would be up to them to vote whether to confirm him or not. But now he's vehemently denied it, so that particular issue has sailed here. But what I really want to address here is that's one of the issues, is first of all, is something like this fair game? Is it disqualifying? Well, like I say, now that he's denied the allegations, and if it's found out that he's lying, yeah, that's disqualifying. I don't think there's any question about it. But here is one particular issue that I really couldn't let go of, and that is basically both sound believable to the general public. Now, you've got your partisans. Obviously, people who are pro-Trump people think that anybody Trump puts forth for the Supreme Court is beyond reproach. And they're just going to make their decision based on their partisan politics. Okay, that's basic. That's essentially what it boils down to. And in one particular example is Matthew Dowd. I forget which outlet he's with, but I've someone retweeted something from Matthew Dowd. Let me do a quick check here to see who he particularly is. Yeah, he's a political consultant and is currently an ABC News political analyst. He was the chief strategist for the Bush-Cheney 2004 presidential campaign. So he may still be right of center. I don't know. Don't know his politics now. He may have evolved. Who's to say? But regardless, he came out and said something along the lines of, you know, women have suffered in silence for decades, you know, because there are many women who were assaulted, harassed, didn't feel safe enough to come forward, or just wrote it off as, you know, that's
unfortunately, the way of the world, and we have to endure it if we want to get ahead in the world. And it's awful to think that women had to suffer in silence. And it's awful to think that some women believe that, that that was what they had to do just to get ahead, is just to tolerate this abuse. It turns my stomach to think that. So Matthew Dowd's point was, look, women have suffered in silence for years. Now in this era of hashtag Me Too, they have a strong support system. They feel they can come forward with their accusations, and that's a good thing. But the fact that they've suffered in silence for so many years, if there is ever a situation where it becomes a he said, she said thing, where he vehemently denies the accusation and she is vehement in her accusations, that tie goes to the female accuser. We believe the female accuser. Full stop. And I read that and it's like, what? In what sane, rational world that if there is no corroborating evidence, there are no credible witnesses, there's certainly no forensic evidence after 35 plus years, in what sane, rational world do we just default to the female accuser? That doesn't, how does that remotely reflect due process? It doesn't. You know, as if there is no possibility whatsoever that Brett Kavanaugh is telling the truth when he issues his denials. But no, the default position is just believe the woman. And you know what? That brings up another issue, because women have been battling for equality for decades, because they weren't, you know, back in the day, weren't held up as in high esteem as men. They certainly didn't get the high profile positions within, you know, major corporations, whether it's sitting on the board of directors, being a CEO, you know, when it came to serving the military, women just weren't given that opportunity way back when. But they've been fighting for equality for decades, and today women have more opportunities than ever before. Is it perfect? No, of course it's not perfect. But they have been given these opportunities. So my point is, how is that there? For all of the cries for equality and righteous ones, that how does this fit into that? That you're automatically going to default to the female accuser position if there's no corroborating evidence, no credible witnesses, no forensic evidence to prove or disprove allegations? We're just going to default to the female accuser? That's not equality. Showing favoritism to one side over the other is absolutely not equality. So I would dare say that those who are saying, well, we should just believe women, period, end of story. Okay? Well, then, how is it that if we're supposed to just believe women, how is it that people like Paula Jones or Juanita Broderick, you know, some of Bill Clinton's accusers, were summarily dismissed? Or how is it Karen Monahan, the current accuser of Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, you know, not only is there a confirmed relationship between the two, she shows medical records for follow-up exams after her relationship with Keith Ellison, which she alleges physical and emotional abuse. But that's basically swept away. Here, this is a 35-year-old allegation with, again, no corroborating witnesses or evidence or anything, but yet we're just supposed to believe her. It's... You do the juxtaposition, there's just a lot of inconsistencies here. And I want to, I'll continue to go into some more aspects of this before we take a break. But I do want to, this does remind me of late last year. There was a woman, she was a Teen Vogue columnist by the name of Emily Linden. And this was an interesting kind of thread that she put together regarding the Me Too movement. And I'll read her tweets. Here's an unpopular opinion. I'm actually not at all concerned about innocent men losing their jobs over false sexual assault / harassment allegations. First, false allegations very rarely happen, so even bringing it up borders on a derailment tactic. It's a microscopic risk in comparison to the issue at hand, which is worldwide systemic oppression of half the population. And more importantly, the benefit of all of us getting to finally tell the truth and the impact on victims far outweigh the loss of any one man's reputation. Sorry, If some innocent men's reputations have to take a hit in the process of undoing the patriarchy, that is a price I am absolutely willing to pay. She sounds like a charmer, doesn't she? Again, Emily Linden is her name, Teen Vogue columnist. This is a tweet thread she put together last November. But it sounds relevant to a lot of what's happening today. Are there instances of false accusations? Yes. But are they rare? Also yes. But this idea that, well, you know what, collateral damage. If a man's reputation suffers, if his job loss hampers his family, but he happens to be innocent, well, you know, it's all for the good of women being able to finally come forward and sharing their story. It's like, you know, that... This is a statement that really struck me about that. She's not all that concerned about innocent men losing their jobs. Well, of course she's not concerned because it's not her reputation that's going to suffer. It's not her job that she's going to lose. See, again, this is just one young woman's opinion. I'm not going to make an overarching accusation and say that this is kind of the prevailing sentiment in this Me Too movement. But what scares me is that this attitude is kind of permeating. It's like, well, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, he's a high-profile judge. Certainly, if he doesn't get confirmed to the Supreme Court, well, it's not like he's going to have to live check to check. He's still got his reputation in other areas. Really? You're willing to tarnish a man's reputation when there's, again, no evidence of this? I mean, other than they went to the same school, but no one could say that they were in that same house that evening? No one can say that they've ever been seen together. I don't know. This seems to open a lot more questions than it does answers. And we will get to some of those questions right here in AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show, hashtag NARN Show. Back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Back in 1964, Congress passed and LBJ signed into law the Civil Rights Act. It was landmark legislation, hastening as it did the end of segregation, a dark era in our nation's history. Title VII of the Act prohibited employment discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, or sex. In our contemporary politics, there's an effort to redefine and reload what the word sex means. Is it something objective, grounded in biological realities, or is it simply what an individual says it is? ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, is fighting a case in Michigan that could soon be before the nation's highest court based on exactly this. Can we take away the objective grounds of sex, male and female, without an act of Congress? The stakes in the law and the culture could not be higher. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate program. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
I'm sure glad you're my sister, Addie.
Yep, you're my best buddy.
Mom says you were their little surprise. What would we do without you?
Well, you'll probably get your own gum.
Yeah, that's true, but you're worth it.
Hello, my name is Carrie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives to abortion or needs post-abortion assistance or would like to support the life-saving work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America, educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America. grab a cup of coffee and help Gallagher's Army at Lucky Station. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You know Gallagher's Army provides financial assistance to the families of fallen officers when they need it most, as soon as a tragedy occurs. When you buy a cup of coffee at any Lucky's Station convenience store, they're going to make a donation to Gallagher's Army, the Fallen Officer Fund. There's a Lucky's Station store in every corner of the metro. Find them online at luckysstations.com. That's Lucky's with an S, stations with an S.com. Cups for cops from Lucky's Stations.
What's with these homies missing my girl? Why do they got a front?
Welcome back, Am Toby to the Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another segment on the broadcast we like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. And here to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. Feel free to weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate the appreciate you tuning in. And welcome to those of you who are watching the Vikings game. I'm sure you're tuning in after turning off that dog show. Oh, my gosh. What a pathetic display. I'm just looking at the box score, and it's just like I can already ascertain that the Vikings must have already gone to Los Angeles for their Thursday night game against the Rams. They, you know, people say, "Ah, I don't want to look too far ahead. It's the Rams." But, I have a feeling a majority of the team's already in L.A. Who's to say? Whew, boy, brutal. Hopefully it gets turned around. But no spoilers for those of you who aren't watching the game. And, of course, we have some fans of the show that are DVRing the game and then listening to the NARN live. At least I like to think that that's the case. But anyhow, continuing with the saga surrounding U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the sexual assault allegations made against him when he was a high school student 35-plus years ago. This was the most egregious aspect of the – or one of the – I don't want to say the most egregious aspect of this because I think that would be doing a disservice to the victim. I mean, because the fact that she went through – first of all, let me go on record. I believe Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, there was something that happened to her. Do I believe that Judge Brett Kavanaugh, you know, then a high school student, Brett Kavanaugh, was the one who was the perpetrator of this incident? I don't believe that either. So it's like, wait a minute. How can you believe one but not the other? Now, you're not turning on the game, are you? Don't turn it on because there's no way I'm going to be able to concentrate on the broadcast. Okay. how can both things be true? How can Kavanaugh be innocent, and how can Christine Blasey, now Christine Blasey Ford, how could she be assaulted? And I don't know, other than it just must have been a classic case of mistaken identity, which is certainly possible. But one of the more egregious aspects of this whole thing is the fact that Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, had these allegations in hand before the confirmation hearings even took place. Remember, there was 4 days of intense questioning of Judge Kavanaugh's record, and CNN's Jake Tapper basically said in the aftermath, you know what, Democrats didn't really lay a glove on him. I know they've already decided that they were going to vote no on his confirmation before the hearings even took place, but they certainly did nothing to justify they certainly did nothing to embarrass him, really didn't lay a glove on him. It's pretty much a fait accompli. Yet Dianne Feinstein had these allegations in hand, and she had opportunities to meet with Brett Kavanaugh via phone, private meetings. Each ranking member of the Judiciary Committee gets an opportunity to meet with Kavanaugh face-to-face. Other senators, even senators not on the Judiciary Committee, because, of course, they're going to be the ones to vote yes or no on the confirmation if it gets out of committee and goes through all the parliamentary procedures. They have an opportunity to talk to him. Never once was this brought up. Why not? And that conservative rag known as the San Francisco Chronicle, and in case you didn't recognize the sarcasm there, San Francisco Chronicle, yeah, definitely not sympathetic to conservatives. They even took Senator Feinstein to task over this. Senator Dianne Feinstein's treatment of a more than 3-decade-old sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was unfair all around. It was unfair to Kavanaugh, unfair to his accuser, and unfair to Feinstein's colleagues, Democrats and Republicans alike, on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, I just want to issue one clarification here. This editorial was put forth last Monday, September 17th, so this is 6 days old. This was before Christine Blasey Ford even came forward and was identified. Feinstein, a California Democrat, took the worst possible course by waiting until almost a week after Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing was completed to ominously announce that she had turned over information from an individual about Kavanaugh to the FBI and adding that she would be honoring the woman's strongly requested confidentiality. Okay, now let me stop there. You can honor her confidentiality without identifying her. And again, this is something that didn't even have to be aired during the public hearings. This is something that could have taken place in a closed-door meeting with Judge Kavanaugh. Say, Judge Kavanaugh, I've got a very disturbing allegation about your past. Would you care to comment? And Judge Kavanaugh, you know, likely would have said, I don't know who this anonymous person is, but this doesn't sound like anything I would have been involved in. Absolutely not. I categorically deny it. Anyhow, Feinstein has been around Washington long enough to know that her opaque statement guaranteed that the contents of the letter sent by a Stanford law professor on behalf of the accuser would be pursued and publicized in short order. Okay, maybe I erred there. Did I call? I don't know if Dr. Ford is a Stanford law professor or not. I may have made that conflation earlier. I apologize. I don't know if she was or not, but doesn't matter. Feinstein had been around Washington long enough to know that her opaque statement guaranteed that the contents of the letter sent by a Stanford law professor on behalf of the accuser would be pursued and publicized in short order. And they were. The race was on. The New Yorker published the letter's detail within 48 hours. The New York Times reported that the episode involved possible sexual misconduct. A BuzzFeed reporter tried to speak with the accuser, a professor at Palo Alto University. Okay. So it's Palo Alto University, which is in the same area as Stanford, as she was leaving class. Another reporter was calling her colleagues. Knowing that her identity was about to be exposed, Christine Blasey Ford decided to take control of her story. Now I feel like my civic responsibility is outweighing my anguish and terror about retaliation, Ford told the Washington Post in a story published online Sunday. The accusation was that Kavanaugh, as a high school student at Georgetown Preparatory School in Bethesda, Maryland, held down and attempted to force himself on Ford, then a student from a nearby high school, at a party at which he had been drinking heavily. I thought he might inadvertently kill me, now said Ford, now age 51. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing. Ford told the Post she managed to escape when Kavanaugh's male friend jumped on top of them, sending all three tumbling. Kavanaugh had earlier issued a statement in which he categorically and unequivocally denied the allegation. In concealing the accusation she had received in July, according to reports, Feinstein did a disservice to her Judiciary Committee colleagues who might have wanted to determine if corroborating accounts were available, or at least question Kavanaugh about the accusation in a closed session. Instead, Feinstein's colleagues were left in the dark. The letter had been sent to Feinstein through Representative Anna Eshoo's office. White House spokeswoman Carrie Kupek has called the letter an 11th-hour attempt to delay the confirmation vote. The relevance of a 53-year-old man's alleged criminal act in high school to his fitness for the judiciary is a fair matter of debate. After all, juvenile records are sealed for good reason. Young people who make serious mistakes, even violent ones, should have a chance at redemption without being tarnished for life. Yet a good case could be made that participation in a sexual assault, no matter how long ago, is a disqualifier for a seat on the highest court of the land. The regrettable outcome here is that the Judiciary Committee never had a chance to contemplate those difficult questions or consider the merits of this accusation while they were holding hearings on the nomination. If Ford is willing to testify under oath, which we now have learned she will do so this Thursday, Kavanaugh should be required to respond under oath, which he has said all along he will do. But the Republicans are showing no inclination to allow such an airing. Oh, boy, that didn't age well, did it? Again, this is from 6 days ago. All right. So they're saying Republicans are showing no inclination to allow such an airing. As we've said before, there are many gaps in the history of Brett Kavanaugh that have persisted because of the ruling Republicans' refusal to allow full access to documents from his tenure in the George W. Bush administration. Well, you wouldn't have found anything regarding this incident, alleged incident, in those documents. And the number of documents that were perused for this particular confirmation hearing outnumber the previous or both confirmation hearings for the Obama justices, Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, combined. So, irrelevant. They had enough information regarding his judicial record. Anyways, this is one more issue that certains to be left unresolved as the Senate Republicans continue their rush toward a confirmation vote Thursday. Again, that didn't age very well because the Republicans have been more than acquiescent to allow a hearing. Yeah, we'll get in a little bit more about that. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. It is me, Brad Carlson, the closer, right here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
Standard's Triple Savings Sale gives you not one, not two, but three ways to save. Just buy a new furnace and air conditioner during the month of September and you'll get up to $900 in manufacturer rebates, up to $900 in utility rebates, and up to $900 more in discounts. That adds up to $2,700 in savings. Not to mention probably some savings in your monthly heating and cooling bills, too. If your furnace or AC is getting old or acting up, now is a great time to replace them with a new model from Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. You'll not only be able to relax knowing your home will be comfortable this winter, you'll also be saving up to $2,700 if you act during Standard's Triple Savings Sale. This sale is always hugely popular, but it only lasts 3 weeks. So don't let this opportunity to save up to $2,700 pass you by faster than you can say one, two, three. Learn more about Standard's Triple Savings Sale today at standardheating.com/patriot. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
Patriot listeners, save up to 25% on your business cleaning services. Are you thinking of changing your cleaning company? Are you looking for cleaner bathrooms, dust-free windowsills, and a higher level of quality control? Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, owner of CTC Professionals. We specialize in cleaning car dealerships and office buildings throughout the Twin Cities metro area. You'll get high-quality service when you choose us as your cleaning service provider. Call us at 651-404-0132. Or visit our website at affordablebusinesscleaning.com. As a bonus to Patriot listeners, you'll get your first initial cleaning at no cost and up to 25% off your first full month of service. We will work hard to make your facility as clean as possible without breaking your budget. So call us today at 651-404-0132. That's 651-404-0132. Or visit our website at affordablebusinesscleaning.com.
Corner Home Medical, we're there for you, because you got a lot of living to do.
Corner Home Medical is dedicated to keep you moving. From powered scooters and lift chairs to wheelchairs and walkers, you'll always find what you need. Plus that famous Corner Home Medical friendly service from people who are eager to serve you. To find the location that's just around the corner from you, or to shop online, visit cornerhomemedical.com.
Corner Home Medical, we're there for you, because you got a lot of living to do.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and I'd like to remind you to spend your money wisely and use our loyal marketing partners here at this great station. Many of our clients are local businesses who live, work, and play right here in the Twin Cities, and their success in business is our success. For a list of our loyal marketing partners, go to am1280thepatriot.com or call us at 651-405-8800. We thank you for listening and supporting our partners.
Welcome back, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It is me, Brad Carlson. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. I am closing out this weekend's edition of NARN programming. Every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m., you can hear my friend and colleague, King Banyan. He's on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. It is the King Banyan Show. And my friend and colleague Mitch Berg, he's on these airwaves every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. He is the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. I am the closer, closing out weekends. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And here to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions regarding today's show content. Continuing to talk about the sexual assault allegations levied against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. These are allegations of an incident that took place in the early 1980s at a party where some high school students got together. Kavanaugh was a high school student at Georgetown Preparatory School in Bethesda, Maryland, and the young lady, Christine Blasey Ford, she was a high school student from a nearby high school, and they apparently were at a mutual at the same party. Now, I read the last segment, I read a San Francisco Chronicle editorial basically talking about how Dianne Feinstein's actions here by holding on to this letter, not revealing it to the Senate Judiciary Committee, not even asking Brett Kavanaugh about it in a private meeting. This was just bungled from the word go. And a couple of things I want to address in this editorial. It said, again, this was from last Monday, the 17th. If Ford, Dr. Ford, is willing to testify under oath, so should Judge Kavanaugh. He should be required to respond under oath. Well, that has come to pass. Judge Kavanaugh has said unequivocally, he says, I categorically deny these. I will give any statement anywhere, anytime. I will testify anywhere, anytime. And Dr. Ford's legal team has been trying to set up, they've been trying to set the terms of this and say, well, we want Judge Kavanaugh to go on the record first, and then Dr. Ford will then respond, because the onus is on Judge Kavanaugh to refute these allegations. It's like, again, in what sane, rational world? Now, I get that this isn't a criminal trial. The statute of limitations have long passed, but typically how due process works, it's innocent until proven guilty. If the accuser levies an accusation, those accusations are to be taken seriously, but the accused is still innocent until proven guilty. So how in the world is Brett Kavanaugh supposed to give any kind of testimony if he doesn't even know the full extent of these allegations? I mean, yeah, in general, we understand what he's being charged with or accused of, and that is sexual assault as a 17-year-old. But as far as the details, you know, he's got to be able to answer those directly. Well, how can he do that if he has to testify first? That doesn't even make any sense. So what kind of legal team does Dr. Ford have working on her behalf? And then this editorial goes on to say Republicans are showing no inclination to allow such an airing. Again, emphatically false. It's been the exact opposite. And Chuck Grassley, who is the chair, who is a Republican, and of course the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Google his letter to find out his response, because he's basically coming out and responding to demands for an FBI investigation into this. Well, first of all, the FBI vets these particular candidates, and then based on that information, then the Supreme Court nominee will be floated, and then obviously the Senate Judiciary Committee will do its own process. And here's the I'll read an excerpt of the letter. This is from Chuck Grassley to his colleagues on the Senate Judiciary Committee. The FBI compiles information about a prospective nominee and sends it to the White House. The White House then provides FBI background investigation files to the Senate as a courtesy to help us to determine whether to confirm a nominee. But the FBI does not make a credibility assessment of any information it receives with respect to a nominee, nor is it tasked with investigating those matters that this committee deems important. The Constitution assigns the Senate, and only the Senate, with the task of advising the president on his nominees and consenting if the circumstances merit. We have no power to commandeer an executive branch agency into conducting our due diligence. The job of assessing and investigating a nominee's qualifications in order to decide whether to consent to the nomination is ours and ours alone. Second, your request ignores the fact that Dr. Ford has already made her allegations public. The purpose of the background investigation process is to compile information in a confidential matter. Confidentiality permits people to speak freely and candidly about the character and qualifications of the nominee. The White House requires the Senate to keep background investigation files private so that people can speak anonymously to investigators if they so desire. Because Dr. Ford's allegations are in the public arena, there is no longer a need for a confidential FBI investigation. So Chuck Grassley rightly threw cold water on that. So I don't really know where this goes from here. I mean, we heard during the news break at the top of the hour that they haven't agreed to Thursday being the time for the hearing. So we'll see. But I have kind of a theory. And again, it's just conjecture, but this allegation first off is legitimate in that it was brought forth. As far as the veracity of it, there's been, again, I can't emphasize enough, there's been no corroborating witnesses. So I don't know how you move forward. And again, I'm not a fan of, well, we need to default to the female accuser. We need to default to her word. No, that's not how that works in any sane, rational world. I can't emphasize that enough either. But they're talking about bringing these accusations forth at the 11th hour. My theory, and this is a theory, that Republicans have been known to maybe back down in the past and not want to get caught up in a Me Too movement. You know, because, of course, with Donald Trump being president of the United States and the issues that he's had with women, and, of course, him being caught on tape almost 2 years ago, or the tape released during the presidential campaign 2 years ago of him, grabbing a woman by you know where, all right, that they can give this, as we're getting closer to the midterms, and give the spectrum of the, as Republicans still being disrespectful of women or disdainful of women who accuse men of harassment and sexual assault. And so they figure the Republicans not wanting to get caught up in that so close to the election, because, of course, the Republicans have a very thin majority in the Senate, and it could definitely become in peril if the aura gets out there that they're still disdainful of women. So therefore, they're going to stand down, maybe withdraw the Kavanaugh nomination and ask the president for another nominee. And in that, and by that point, they wouldn't have ample time to conduct confirmation hearings for a new nominee and take an up or down vote before the election. Because the concern for Democrats is they might continue to lose seats in the Senate because you have Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota, Joe Manchin in West Virginia, Claire McCaskill in Missouri, John Tester in Montana, all very vulnerable incumbents. And you could make an argument that their vote on this particular nominee hinges upon whether they win re-election. And of course, they're under pressure from their caucus to resist or something and vote against Brett Kavanaugh. So my theory is that this was a way to try to run out the clock, that Republicans would back down and there wouldn't be time to put forth another nominee. And so all this obfuscating that they're doing, trying to set the terms of Dr. Ford testifying, is just delay tactics. And so therefore, the Republicans wouldn't have a chance, like I say, to put forth a new nominee. So now they don't know what to do. At every turn, Brett Kavanaugh says, I deny these accusations, and I am willing to testify under oath and deny these accusations. I will answer any questions you need me to regarding these. We've already gone through the dog and pony show, that is the confirmation hearings. I've answered all your questions there. This was never brought up once. This was never brought up during any private meetings. All of a sudden, you can turn it around on the Democrats and very easily make it look like that they're playing games with us. And CNN recently, and John, if you have that CNN clip ready, CNN talked to some women recently to try to get a feel of how women are viewing these particular hearings. And CNN obviously isn't very friendly toward the president, let's be honest. And so they're trying to get out there asking some women their opinion on this particular saga. And they ask about Brett Kavanaugh. Does he seem believable in his denials of these accusations? John, if we have that clip ready, here we go.
A show of hands. How many of you believe Judge Kavanaugh when he says this didn't happen?
How many are raising their hands?
I believe him. I believe him.
How can we believe the word of a woman, something that happened 36 years ago, when this guy has an impeccable reputation? There wasn't nobody that has spoken ill will about him. Everyone that speaks about him, this guy's an altar boy, you know, a scout. He's, you know, because one woman made an allegation. Sorry, I don't buy it.
But in the grand scheme of things, my goodness, there was no intercourse. There was maybe a touch. Can we really? 36 years later, she's still stuck on that? Had it happen?
I mean, we're talking about a 15-year-old girl, which I respect.
You know, I'm a woman. I respect. And we're talking about a 17-year-old boy in high school with testosterone running high. Tell me what boy hasn't done this in high school. Please, I would like to know.
Why would she come forward if this wasn't true? Because it has basically destroyed her family. She's had to move. She's gone undercover.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure I agree with some of what those ladies are saying, because I'm not going to dismiss it as, boys will be boys and they got testosterone. Okay. That's not okay. It's not. I'm not willing to dismiss it like that. But on the other hand, do you think that the folks at CNN thought that those were the answers they were going to get? Do you think that that's how that was going to occur? Now, again, one point I will glom onto here is there has been no other incidents brought forth regarding Brett Kavanaugh. It's one thing to question, to say, okay, there may be some veracity behind Dr. Ford's statements that she was assaulted, and it could have been by Brett Kavanaugh, if indeed Kavanaugh had this reputation throughout his life. But no one else has come forward to say anything derogatory about him. Now, does that automatically make him innocent? No. But does it definitely cloud the accusations? Should those accusations be under a heck of a lot more scrutiny? No question about it. So again, I don't see how this is going to end up at anywhere other than, look, Dr. Ford seems very believable. Something happened to her. We don't know what. We don't know who the perpetrator was. But given the statements Brett Kavanaugh has given, it seems very likely that he was not the perpetrator of this. So that's what it's going to end up being. And I don't know how we go forward from there, except they hold the confirmation hearing. If he's confirmed, then all of a sudden the Democrats wasted a bunch of time and probably further hampered their opportunity to take over the Senate. Who's to say? One final segment this hour on the broadcast, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back in mere moments. Go nowhere. Know just what's on my mind. Could you take a chance one more time? Maybe we could start.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-458-3263. That's 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text WATER11 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text WATER11 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text WATER11 to 443443. That's WATER11 to 443443.
Hi, this is Eric with the Kingdom Builders with some words of encouragement for you today. In Galatians 5:7, Paul tells us that those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ are no longer bondservants, but sons. And if sons, then heirs of God through Christ. He goes on in Ephesians 1:3 to explain what a great blessing that is when he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ." There are two small words in that verse that bring great encouragement. The first is "half," which tells me it is already done. And the second is "all," which tells me that I lack nothing in Christ. Oh, how great to be called a child of God. On behalf of the Kingdom Builders, I hope these words are an encouragement to you today. If you'd like to contact us, look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
I am Marcus Jubland. Like my dad always says, we're not salespeople, we're just great roofers.
Welcome back, AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. One final segment this hour on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. It is me, Brad Carlson, the closer. Hey, folks, don't forget to go to am1280thepatriot.com and click on the banner for the Battleground Talkers Tour that's going to be taking place Thursday evening at the Radisson Blue Mall of America. Larry Elder, Michael Medved, Dennis Prager are all going to be in town for a fantastic discussion on the midterm elections. There is one ticket remaining for the VIP dinner. It is at Michael Medved's table, the VIP elite table. There's also a table for Larry Elder, Dennis Prager, and the Northern Alliance Radio Network. All those tables are sold out. There's one ticket remaining at Michael Medved's, one seat remaining at Michael Medved's table if you'd like to have dinner. Otherwise, that's it. The VIP dinner is completely sold out other than that one ticket. But there is still general admission and preferred seating for the main event, which is what you're going to want to be there for anyways. So go to am1280thepatriot.com, click on the banner, and get your tickets today because this event will sell out. We try to warn you every time that when there's a Patriot event that they're going to sell out, and they always sell out, okay? So take our word for this, folks. It's going to sell out, and it's going to be a fun time. And we're looking forward to seeing you, the listeners. That's for certain. I'm going to wrap up this hour. I've talked the entire hour talking about the sexual assault allegations levied against U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This was back when he was a 17-year-old high school student. And this is kind of intersected with the Me Too movement, the hashtag Me Too movement, where women for decades have suffered in silence, have been sexually assaulted and harassed, and have not felt safe to come forward. Or if they have come forward, they've been summarily dismissed, not believed. And it's been a tragic thing. And recently, starting with Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, and it's trickled on down to other famous figures where their indiscretions have been revealed. And as a result, they have been held to account. You know, go on the list, Harvey Weinstein, Charlie Rose, who's another one? Comedian Louis C.K., Kevin Spacey, thank you. That's another one. And so it has been effective from that standpoint where these men who are getting away with these activities, it's no longer acceptable. But the problem is sometimes the pendulum swings so far in the other direction to where now it's becoming all men are evil type of thing. And again, I'm not saying that that's a general sentiment amongst the Me Too advocates, but unfortunately, it's kind of drowning out the more rational voices. Katie Pavlik at townhall.com read a terrific piece called Believe Him, and I'll read the final few paragraphs of it. Crucial details surrounding Ford's allegations are still missing. Where was the party? When did the party occur? She's also been unclear about how many people were in the room. First it was four, then it was two. Kavanaugh completely rejects the allegation and has vehemently argued he has never engaged in the type of behavior alleged toward anyone. This is a completely false allegation. I have never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone, Kavanaugh released in a statement. Because this never happened, I had no idea who was making this accusation until she identified herself yesterday. I'm willing to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee in any way the committee deems appropriate to refute this false allegation from 36 years ago and defend my integrity, he continued. 65 women who knew Kavanaugh in high school, including two who dated him, have backed his integrity, behavior, and character. And then Katie wraps up her piece. In order for true justice for either party to be achieved, judgment should be rendered on the facts, not on gender. No two sexual assault cases are the same, and each should be viewed and analyzed individually. The claims of both parties should be taken seriously, investigated, and truthfulness determined on evidence. And again, so, with all due respect, Matthew Dowd, we're not going to default to the female accused if it comes to an impasse, if there's no solid evidence to exonerate either party. Not happening, nor should it happen. That's not how due process works. Okay? And one of the prevailing kind of sentiments you heard out there was, you know, with Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, it's like, well, she deserves to be believed. You know, what if that was your daughter and she levied an accusation like that? How you'd be singing a different tune. Well, Matt Walsh at the Daily Wire asked a relevant question. Well, what if Brett Kavanaugh, the accused, was your son? And you know your son well, and you know he's never behaved in a manner like that, and he's had people vouch for him his entire life where he's never behaved like that. What if that was your son? Okay? How about the Duke lacrosse players? Remember in 2006 when it was determined that a woman made up a story that they were gang raped by the Duke lacrosse team? How many of these young men were on the brink of having their entire lives ruined? Some have never recovered from it, even though it was eventually determined that the DA was corrupt. Or Emma Salkowitz, who levied a false sexual assault allegation. She was the one who carried the mattress on her back all around campus to try to prove her point. That and DNA evidence exonerated the accused. Or how about the young lady who spoke anonymously to Rolling Stone magazine that said a fraternity at the University of Virginia gang raped her? That turned out to be fabricated. But Rolling Stone ran with it. Okay? What if these University of Virginia fraternity guys, what if any of those young men were your son? The members of the Duke lacrosse team, what if any of those young men were your son? Okay? So I understand that if you have a daughter and she went through a traumatic event and is alleging sexual assault, yeah, it's heartbreaking to think if my daughter was going through that. But you know what else is heartbreaking? If my son was falsely accused of administering that crime. Because if later he's exonerated after multiple investigations, will he ever be able to regain his reputation or his life? What's the old saying? That a lie travels around the world 2.5 times before the truth ever gets out of bed? Something along those lines, but you get the point. So I'm just saying that we need to remove ourselves from our default partisan positions, our default gender positions, and look at this case individually. That's the way it should be done. And the fact that that has to be emphasized in this, and the fact that has to be emphasized tells you where our discourse is today. Okay, neither people just aren't willing to get off their default positions, and that has to happen in order for justice to be properly rendered. Anyways, hour number one in the can. Hour number two coming up in mere moments, right here on AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, with me, Brad Carlson. Back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and ever.
I'm Jan Markell, helping you understand the times.
This seems to be an awful moment in our history. Right and wrong seem no longer relevant. Political correctness has replaced the scales of justice.
The Bible forewarns of a time when lawlessness will abound. We see a foreshadowing of that as our streets are filled with chaos, with rioting, with wanton violence. There is no respect for property and no respect for life itself. Everyone doing what is right in their own eyes. The rioters only represent a leftist view. Did you ever see the Tea Party destroy property? Many of those creating this chaos are hired by radical leftists determined to harm America. The Bible is an accurate roadmap for things to come.
For more information, listen to our weekend program on this station or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. Larry Elder here. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I am attending a training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas. And through our personal relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, we've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. On your computer browser, enter frontsight.com/Larry to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/Larry. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day $2,000 course at frontsight.com/Larry, frontsight.com/Larry.
Who's who in the midterms? What do they stand for? And how will it affect my family?
Will they cut taxes? Fix health care? If you have a stress headache from all the noise of the midterms, consider the Battleground Talkers Tour your remedy. Get the facts from Larry Elder, Dennis Prager, and Michael Medved, October 25th at the Radisson Blue Mall of America. VIP tickets are sold out, but preferred seating and general admission are available at am1280thepatriot.com.
You don't have to wait until you see signs of trouble to start on the path of counseling. Family Innovations clinics are warm, safe places set apart from the bustle of activity that distracts you from what really matters. They offer counseling for individuals, couples, children, and families. Let Family Innovations help guide you through life's challenges. Located throughout the Twin Cities, Alexandria, and Western Wisconsin, each counselor carries the same mission: to be the beginning of something better in you, your family, and your relationships. Online at familyinnovations.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298 CO.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.